I feel like many Christians feel like they're in the dark when it comes to listening to the Holy Spirit. And they end up feeling lost when it comes to relationships, their jobs, and sometimes they have no idea what to do when it comes to serious life decisions. So I will say, the Holy Spirit is a person. He's not a person in the sense that he has a physical body, but that he has a mind, heart, and a voice. So with that said, the Holy Spirit has very specific ways that he speaks to his people. And I would argue, when believers understand how he speaks to them, they can better recognize his voice and in turn, know what to do. So here are the five main ways that the Holy Spirit communicates to his people.
Talking about how the Holy Spirit speaks, I've always felt like going to the Holy Land would help me tune in more. Like being in the places where Jesus actually walked would deepen that connection. And while I haven't made that trip yet, getting this box from today's video sponsor, Artsa, it was honestly the next best thing. This isn't just a box, it's a journey. Check it out. The Artsa box is filled with handmade items from Israel, crafted by small businesses, families, farmers, and artisans who live their faith and heritage every day, and who are directly supported with every purchase, especially during these very difficult and challenging times in Israel. What I love about the Artsa box is how you experience a journey through Israel. Each item is made by local families and small businesses from a specific region. These aren't just keepsakes, they carry real stories. You get to experience the culture, people, and biblical history of each city right from home. The moment I opened the box, I discovered a beautifully woven table runner, some delicious treats like granola, date syrup, and honey cake mix, and thoughtful home items like these engraved salad tongs and a bottle of vanilla lavender soap. Each item felt intentional, like it had a story. For me, it was a powerful way to connect to scripture, to actually hold something from the land of the Bible in my hands. What I love most is that every item supports artisans and small businesses in Israel, which feels especially meaningful right now. It's a simple, beautiful way to experience a bit of Israel from home. And as someone who's traveled a lot, I really enjoy using pieces that carry a bit of culture with them. So those salad tongs are definitely going to be part of my daily routine. If you're looking for a way to bring Israel into your home, to support the people of Israel, or bless and make an impact on someone who loves Jesus and the Bible, I really recommend Artsa. Go to tryartsabox.com/impact to get $20 off your first subscription box. The link is in the description and pinned comment below. It's more than a box. It's a blessing.
Way number one, the Holy Spirit gives teaching. In John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." In this passage, Jesus is talking to his disciples about the Holy Spirit, and he promises to send the Holy Spirit to teach and guide them after he ascends into heaven. And I want you to notice that here it describes the Holy Spirit as one who teaches. And I would argue that the Holy Spirit is the primary way that God speaks to us, and one of the ways that he teaches and guides us is through the Bible. So when it comes to the Bible, you need to understand that it was inspired by God. Now, people were responsible for writing it, but I do want to clarify that God was the author. So in the same way that authors use pens or pencils to write, God used multiple people to record what was on his mind and heart. So when it comes to the Bible, know that it's a historical record of how God interacted with people in the past, and it's one of the things that the Holy Spirit uses to teach us about God. Now, I do want to say that there is a difference between reading the Bible for knowledge and reading the Bible for revelation. For example, it's one thing to read John 3:16 and to think, "For God so loved the world that he gave his son," and it's another to believe that God loved me so much that he gave his son Jesus to die for my sins. So understand that there are many people who do read the Bible for knowledge, but it's only through the Holy Spirit's teaching that we can learn directly from God on how we ought to live our lives. So when you read the Bible, I would challenge you to invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you and to teach you. So don't just pump out a chapter and call it a day. Instead, acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is there to teach and reveal things to you, and that you have the ability to ask him for help. Sometimes when I read, there's a few questions that I'll ask God. Like, "God, I don't understand this. Can you give me some clarity?" Or, "God, what do you want me to focus on here?" Or, "Why did you write this down?" And the reason why I bring this up is because, again, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. And there have been many times where he's given me greater understanding after I made it a point to ask him for help. Way number two, the Holy Spirit gives reminders. Let's look again at John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Again, in this passage, Jesus describes the Holy Spirit as not only teaching, but also bringing to remembrance the things that Jesus said. And I like this description of the Holy Spirit because it shows that he can be in our memories and our thoughts. You know, one of the great weaknesses of man is that we oftentimes forget. If you look at chapter 4 in the book of Joshua, after Israel crossed the Jordan River to go into the promised land, God commanded his people to take stones from the river to make a memorial so that when their children looked at it, they would remember that God stopped the river so that they could cross. And you want to know what's sad? Despite the fact that there was a physical memorial made to remember God's faithfulness and power, after only a generation or so, Israel turned away from God, and you see that in the book of Judges. For me personally, this year in 2025, I started journaling. So after I read my passage for the day, I'll record maybe 3 or 5 sentences on what I read, and then I'll write down a small application for me to apply that day. And you want to know another thing that's sad? I'll normally forget what I wrote by the afternoon. So it just goes to show that sometimes our memory is not the best. So I would say that it would serve us well to do things to remember God's goodness. So for you, I want you to understand that one of the ways that the Holy Spirit communicates to us is by bringing things into remembrance. And one of the things that we can do to help that is by setting aside space to actually reflect how God's been good to us or to think about what he's been teaching us. On top of that, when you pray, ask the Holy Spirit to help you with your memories and acknowledge the fact that the Holy Spirit dwells within his followers. So understand that God is actually in your thoughts. So what should happen when you do this is giving God more of your mind, which if done correctly, will result in you having stronger faith and having more peace. Way number 3, the Holy Spirit gives inner peace. John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Continuing on in this passage in John, Jesus then says that even though he will not be with his disciples, he'll still give them peace. And he lets them know that they don't need to be afraid of what's going to happen next. So if you look at the passage before this one, you'd read that this peace that Jesus is describing is directly connected to the Holy Spirit's presence. And I also want you to note that in Galatians chapter 5, it does list peace as being one of the fruit of the Spirit. So I want to hone in on peace, and I want to argue that having peace can serve as guidance from the Holy Spirit because peace comes from him. However, having a peace about something does not always guarantee the Holy Spirit's guidance, because sometimes people can follow their feelings and feel peace about doing something that's not in line with God's will. So for you, I would say that one of the best ways to get God's peace or discern if the peace you have is actually from God is to stay close to God, to place your attention to what he says and wants, and then to trust him. For me personally, it took me a while to move to Japan. And one of the toughest things that I had to do was quit my job as a Bible teacher and coach. But despite the fact that it was difficult, after a lot of prayer and one-on-one times with God, he gave me a peace that gave me courage to leave my friends and family so that more people could know him. So all that to say, as you listen for the Holy Spirit's voice, try to see if he's giving you peace. Way number 4, the Holy Spirit gives conviction. John chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. In this passage, Jesus is describing what the Holy Spirit will do after he ascends. And he says that the Helper or Holy Spirit will convict people about their sin and the wrong things that they do. So understand that conviction is a common way that the Holy Spirit speaks to us, and he'll use it to lead people to his will. And sometimes those convictions can feel negative or bring us to a place of unease. I think these convictions can look like us feeling uncomfortable about watching a certain movie or doing a certain thing. So connecting this to our last point, these convictions do not bring peace. You know, one of the things that I do when I pray is I pray the Lord's Prayer. And every time I get to the part where it says, "Forgive me for my sins as I forgive others," I ask God to convict me of any sin that I committed. And many times, he tells me right away about how I messed up the previous day. And identifying this helps me to bring my sin to God so that I can be washed clean and be closer to God. On top of that, sometimes convictions can happen before we sin. In the past, I felt convicted not to watch certain shows and play certain games. And looking hindsight, I can see how God was using those convictions to lead and protect me. So for you, I'd challenge you to be reflective in your prayer time and to be sensitive to specific convictions that you may have towards specific actions. And on top of all of this, make sure that you do not harbor shame. Meaning, once you sin and say sorry for your sin, let it go. And know that Jesus' blood washes us and makes us completely clean. And way number 5, the Holy Spirit gives specific nudges. Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." In this passage, Philip was led by God to go to the middle of the desert. And as he went, he saw this chariot, and in that chariot was an official under the queen of the Ethiopians. And as Philip's there watching this random chariot, from this passage, we see that the Holy Spirit gave him a very specific command, and he told him to overtake this chariot. That's it. He told him nothing else. So in order to catch up to the chariot, Philip has to book it. And he runs up to the chariot, oversees the official reading the book of Isaiah, and he says, "Hey, do you understand what you're reading?" And long story short, the official invites him in. Philip teaches this man about Jesus and baptizes him right there. So note that another way that the Holy Spirit speaks to us is by nudging us to do very specific things, like how he did with Philip. So here's a fun story about one of my close friends, Johnny. For those of you who don't know, Johnny's the leader of our Japan church plant, is a member of the Impact team, and was in charge of the teaching behind this script. So this story is from him. And he told me back in 2015 how he went on a mission trip to Nepal. So while him and his team were on a prayer walk by a temple, Johnny felt this nudge to go pray for this one priest in yellow. So Johnny walks up to this stranger and asks him if he could pray for him. So the priest said yes, and Johnny put his hand on his shoulder to pray for him. So Johnny's there thinking, "Okay, God, what do I pray?" And as he began praying, Johnny had this image in his head about this priest on a raft in the middle of a rushing river, and he's trying to paddle upstream. And the river was approaching a deadly drop-off. So Johnny was like, "Okay," and he told the priest what he saw, and then Johnny told him what this dream meant. And he told the man that he cannot connect to God or swim upstream by his own strength, but could only connect to him if he turns from his current path and go to Jesus. And the priest looked at Johnny seriously, and he said, "I had this dream last night. How did you know?" And long story short, after hearing Johnny's explanation of the dream, this priest, who was actually the head priest, stood up and preached the gospel to the rest of the Hindu priests in the area. So all that to say, the Holy Spirit does give some very specific nudges sometimes. Sometimes he'll tell you to witness to a specific person, or do a specific task, or prepare for a specific event, or he'll tell you to train for something. So for you, I would challenge you to be sensitive to hear the Holy Spirit's nudges and to be quick to obey them. And know, while they can be tough or uncomfortable at times, because they can definitely feel random and out of the way, when the nudges are from God and they are obeyed, it's there that you really see God move. So hear the nudge and do it. Okay? So here are the 5 ways that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. The Holy Spirit gives teaching, reminders, inner peace, conviction, and specific nudges. So question, right now, are you sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is teaching you and leading you to do? Because despite the fact that Christians have the Holy Spirit as their teacher, helper, and leader, many times we don't take the time to hear what he has to say. So to close, know that you have access to the Holy Spirit right now, and that you can go to him no matter where you are and no matter what you do. So hear the Holy Spirit's voice and know that one of the things that he'll often tell you is that Jesus loves you.
Well, that about wraps up this video. Thank you guys so much for watching. If it was a blessing to you, please consider liking, subscribing, and ringing that notification bell so you don't miss a single upload. I also want to say a big thank you to our members who joined up this week. Guys, your support every month means the world to us. It really does go a long, long way. So thank you guys. Thank you for all that you're doing, all the support that you show us. We love you very, very much. It really means a lot to us. I also want to say thank you to our impact team, the people who made this video possible. This would be our writers, our storyboard people, our thumbnail people, our whiteboard artists, our editors, our animators, all of those people. I probably missed someone here and there, but you guys are amazing. And guys, we think you would really enjoy the work that they do on their own. We have all of their links in the description below, so go show them some love. We think you would really enjoy some of the things that they're doing. Be pretty cool to check them out. The last thing I want to say is we're on Spotify and Apple for podcasts. So if you wanted to listen to this video rather than watch it on YouTube, you can do that. So we upload every week, just like we do with our whiteboard videos. We also do some of our live streams as well when the audio quality and content is good enough. So we upload those as well. We were trying to boost up our numbers a little bit there. So follow us over there. Give us a 5-star rating if you think it deserves it. And that would really mean a lot to us. So thank you guys for your support. We'll see you next time. I've been yammering too long. This is Impact. We'll see you next time. God bless. Take care.